Welcome to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow with me, your quantum wealth and wellness expert, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, bringing to you a holistic healing revolution, eradicating exhaustion and renewing your whole life. Whether you're a corporate executive or homemaker, exhaustion and burnout have no boundaries. I bring over 30 years of wellness and wealth expertise to this hit show, specializing in helping leaders recover from burnout and transforming themselves into the prosperous executives they were meant to be. When it comes to burnout, I have a simple philosophy. When you have energy problems, you need energy solutions. You don't have to accept chronic mood swings and exhaustion as normal. You can go from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain and illness to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. Burn Bright Today starts right now. Hey, hey, Burn Brighters. Hello from Houston. And we have got a powerful show for you today. Medical astrology, fact or fiction? Yes, I'm going there. Near and dear to my heart, evolutionary astrology and how I have discovered this for myself and how it has helped me recover from my burnout, burn bright every day, burn bright today, burn brighter tomorrow, and align my energies with the natural energies of not only Mother Earth, but of the cosmos. I am so excited. I have a dear friend, colleague with me today. We have the world-renowned evolutionary astrology expert, Simon Vorster out of Sweden. Simon, so glad you are here. So just so everybody knows, full disclosure, Confessions of a Holistic Nurse. I've been working with Simon as a private client for a year now in his Metamorphosis 2021 program. And I can tell you, there are a couple of things that I have learned to be true. Number one, evolutionary astrology and human design are real sciences. They really do affect us, and we can truly use this to empower ourselves, to align our energies, and make our life easier. When I understand my transits that are coming up, I can actually, you know, it helps me with my Marcinelli madness, navigating my way through my day. All right. So let me give just a little bit of a background on medical astrology and how I got interested in it. And then we're going to turn it over to Simon and hear what he has to say. Leading into that, I work with my evolutionary astrology and directly with Simon Vorster. And I have referred some of my private clients to Simon as well for help with evolutionary astrology, especially for like burnout and health and healing. So welcome to the show. And I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to our discussion and, you know, tapping into deeper knowledge the cosmos has. And, you know, I really enjoy your reference to the medical observations and the way that astrology and medicine was tied in the past. It was actually through the Age of Enlightenment where humanity kind of went through this period of moving away from religious ideals and very, you know, looking at life in this very feminine type of way and saying that science is purely masculine in its nature. And so it was a sort of split away from using astrology and medicine together, right? Because it was perceived as something that was pseudoscience in that sense. And, you know, to those that hold that true in themselves, that's their perception, and they're missing out essentially, you know.
You know, absolutely. And I'm just so glad that now, especially with the internet and with people such as yourself that have your platforms, if you will, you have your, you have a business, right? Yep. You and Jennifer have a business and you teach and provide lots of education and actually health and healing that comes through that, through evolution, yes, through raising vibrations, right? Over there out of Sweden. So
yeah,
you told us a little bit about how you came to kind of be doing that and helping folks like me and my clients?
Well, the story that I actually share with people along this road is it starts way back in terms of my childhood. I was raised in an environment that had a lot of information that was deeply esoteric. My mom's friends were deeply into looking at the cosmos and understanding life from a more metaphysical sense. And so I grew up with this orientation and curiosity and sense of, well, what is this really about? And so I kind of find myself in dialogue with people from the age of 12 onwards, you know, with a deep curiosity. And while I probably didn't understand a tremendous amount of it, it led me to finding a path of making sense of reality using symbols, using myth, using ideas like karma, for instance, and how we relate to each other with that type of psychology. And astrology kind of just, you know, worked with me, and through a life experience, a life crisis of my dad actually passing away, did astrology become something that I used as a way to kind of process that pain? And I wouldn't necessarily say that I actually was successful at that. It just gave me a way to feel that I wasn't kind of lost in that whole entire process. And so immigrating to the UK in 2005 had led me to, again, finding myself trying to make sense of the world using astrology. And so it's always traveled with me, astrology itself, to make sense of how things are. And I would understand the psychology of myself and other people through that lens. And when I discovered my own personal natal charts, which is what you were referring to with the Radiax, I was working in the banking industry, and I was like, hey, you have to see this. I've discovered this magical map that helps you understand and traverse the interdimensional state of yourself. So instead of seeing the outer world as just what it is, but there's this inner world and there's an emotional journey that's going on there, nobody was interested. So I went back to South Africa, had a few conversations with certain people, and one of them was talking about a life stress that they were dealing with. And I referenced a certain astrological kind of configuration, and this is how you should approach it, et cetera. And they turned to me and said, you should really do this as your business, which I had already been contemplating at the time, because you really have a great way of being able to articulate these experiences in a way that can really help us make sense of it, right? Put words and language to stuff. And so I took that as a message that this is the path that was an invitation to take on. And along that journey, there was also the invitation to say, if you really want this, you need to grow up. Mm-hmm. So what that meant was stepping out of the childlike state of wonder and oh, everything just falls in your lap, to, okay, well, what do I need to do? And that's when I actually met my partner. I did an astrology reading for her, and she had kind of sort of orientated her world to go like, how is it possible that somebody can understand things about me in a way that other people that are close to me for such a long period of time don't? And it was from that moment onwards that we kind of just led into the path that was, in a sense, kind of, you know, given to me in some way, and I was responding to. One thing I want to say that I think is deeply impactful in terms of why this journey is real for me was that when I discovered evolutionary astrology, there was an online, well, not online course at the time, this was in 2011, but people had Jeffrey Wolf Green, who had brought EA through, was teaching, and he had DVDs and you had a correspondence course, that's what it was. And it was $1,200 or something. And I received a tax reduction check for the exact amounts that was for.
Yeah.
And it was like, there was just that invitation to say, hey, by the way, take this. And so we did, we invested in ourselves. And today we now live the experience of what has transformed in us. In other words, why we feel like we're in this position is because we needed to heal ourselves, right? We needed to understand these things. We needed to see these things. And so really what we're actually saying is, hey, we walked this path and we've seen the beauty of the transformation, and we want to offer it to those in that way. So that's how we got here.
Beautiful story. And I can so relate to that, because you know my story, and the Burn Bright community knows my story, that, you know, I had at the age of 44 a near-death experience with burnout. And from that, I survived by having a remarkable spiritual experience where I was shown the energetic injuries, my energetic injuries, sure, from anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, all of those traumas, that energetically, my physical body, it was incompatible with life. And sure, when I survived, I'm one of these people that was blessed with a second chance at life. And that led me on this incredible journey of healing. Western medicine, Eastern medicine, acupuncture, Reiki, healing touch, gemstone therapy, diamond therapy. And then a big part of it then came to be evolutionary astrology. So mm-hmm. it's a big, you know, there's no silver bullet. Everything is holistic. I got board certified as a holistic nurse was to work with my clients from the holistic perspective. So I can completely relate to your journey. It resonates with mine that we have a unique way that we are put here, our unique mission, if you will. It's the kind of word I like to use. And a way to our own unique way to create abundance. But I believe as a healer, I believe that we have to heal our way home to God. And I believe that we have to heal our way home to abundance, right? So
yes, that's right.
All right. So I work with a lot of clients, as you know, you and I are friends and colleagues.
Yes.
I'm launching the Pro Exec Transformation 2022 program coming up. And a lot of this is based around folks who have been through trauma, who are experiencing anxiety and depression, complex PTSD, symptoms of burnout related to a lot of it is nervous system. So yes. when we come back for a little bit, I would like for you to really kind of go into, if you will, how evolutionary astrology really works with our health and healing and how it works with the symptoms of burnout and exhaustion. So how does that
sure.
sound to you?
Yeah,
all right. Terrific.
Fantastic.
Terrific. All right. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back in a few minutes. All right. So we are talking about burnout. And the real cause of burnout and exhaustion may not be what you think it is. The Burn Bright community, who's been with me the last, two or three years live on the show, we know that burnout and exhaustion happens when a few things. It's a complex syndrome, no doubt, but it's a simple solution, which requires a holistic approach. I didn't say it's easy, but I did say it's simple. It requires a holistic approach. All right. So what happens in the wear and tear of daily life? It could be, you know, especially compounded with the events of 2020 and 2021 that we've all been working through, massive amounts of karma that we've all been working off. Lots of unexpected life changes. We've had a lot of well-being issues in the workplace. We've had a lot of changes in our losses of relationships. And many, many people, and I know in my practice is quite busy right now, and I know Simon's yours is too, lots of signs and symptoms of anxiety, depression, trauma, and complex PTSD, which as a clinician, one important component of this is that those symptoms align with and are related to an underlying nervous system issue. Simon, do you agree with that from your perspective?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when I think about the type of work that you're doing and how it ties in with what evolutionary astrology does, and particularly what fascinates me about using EA as a tool to understand these deeper complexes, mm-hmm. what you find is that the nervous system is obviously connected to the body, and the body is a physical manifestation of what the consciousness of the soul represents, right? Mm-hmm. Or the psyche represents. So you have this, if we can for a moment kind of just traverse the abstract world and begin to see that while it appears to be true that in the physical, we can touch things and we can use our senses to say that things are here in this 3D experience, there is an invisible world as well to the naked eye. And we feel that and we sense that and we know it's there. And how that translates into more practical language is, let's say, for instance, you feel into your relationship with one of your parents and there's some stress there that is with that parent. The invisible world is showing us that there is emotional complexes, that there are unresolved feelings. There's anger, there's pain, there's sadness, there's events that have not been processed. And so where does that go? It doesn't kind of just, you know, doesn't evaporate. It stays with us. So James Hillman has this amazing quote that I love to use as a way to translate the soul, right? The psyche. And he goes along like this. He goes, think of the soul not as an actual entity itself. but think of it as the nature of the material that exists between you and what you are in relation to. Okay. So me and say my mother are in a relation and we try to work through things. I have some certain feelings. She has some certain feelings and, you know, we could label it as karma. We can label it as emotional dysfunction. We can, you know, whatever that may be, but there's an invisible world that whenever we tie into a conversation or a way of relating, material seems to be present that we can't touch, but yet we feel deeply in our nervous system. And so to tie into the kind of work that you're doing and also what I do in my own way is to use EA as a tool to show us what it is that is in the invisible world, right? Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic because just like I talk about in the way that I actually explain the work to people is EA and human design cut straight to the point. You know, 10 minutes worth of a conversation gets you straight to where the core is. And that sometimes can be really intense for people, right? Mm-hmm. But if you really want to be able to just go straight to the point, as opposed to taking sort of, you know, hours and hours in therapy trying to figure something out, these two maps really just go, hey, here's this placement. Here's what seems to be carrying in your nervous system. And you know, that stress that you feel or that anxiety you feel or this. Well, that's your body telling you what is existing or what is tethered to the unconscious, what is tethered to the soul, right? And so that's really what the work is about, particularly is being able to understand how these two worlds interface, mm-hmm. and then to be able to work through that, to bring it to the surface in a very kind of, you know, safe way and to acknowledge those things and to process through that. Yeah.
And this is one of the things I love because our practices kind of like, they kind of intertwine in a way because I deal with a lot of the energy psychology and the NLP and EMDR work that I do with clients around trauma and complex PTSD. So from the practitioner perspective, as an energy healer, everything that you're describing is absolutely true. And those energies that are tethered, the energies that we can call it a karmic tie, okay, or an energy unit, all right? It gets trapped in the physical body. And when that happens, it can lead to all type, it's trapped in the subtle bodies and in the aura. But then when it goes on long enough, untreated, where we're unable to release it, it gets actually trapped into the physical tissue. And that's where I was. That's where I was experiencing extreme physical, mental, emotional symptoms. All right. Very, very severe. And this is a part of my healing of why I had to go through so much energy healing work to be able to get those energetic knots, if you will, the karmic energy up and actually out of the physical tissue, up out of the aura and released so that you can literally and truly heal. And to be able to do that, the key component behind it is exactly, this is why your work is so important, is because we have to have the understanding of behind, because any injury or illness or symptom is a message. And if we understand why it's there, then we get the lesson. And when we get the lesson mentally and spiritually, it can come out. And this is how my practices, our practices are so similar in our missions, is that I specialize in the field of energy psychology with gemstone and diamond therapy, as you know.
Sure.
So I come back in with the healing energies of the high frequency healing energies of gemstones and diamonds, because it's really difficult to let go of trauma, especially out of the tissue in the nervous system. If you don't have, because those are low vibration energy units, right? You have to have a higher vibration healing frequency to come in so those lower vibrations can be up and removed and then we can go on to heal. So love it. And I love how our work ties together. I think this is why we get along so well and I'm your biggest fan. So you have some things to show us. There's something that you'd like to go on and talk about, especially with Chiron. I know I'm a super fan of Chiron and I know you are too. And I know you've got a huge message around a very important piece of EA.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, let's first start off with just kind of talking about, you know, what does Chiron actually represent and look like? So I'm going to pop that up over there. And if you can, I'll just share the screen on Zoom over here for us. I can put that up. Okay. So what I want to put across here is Karen plays a very significant role in what we are doing in the world right now, like the work that you're doing. Karen, medically speaking, is deeply associated with the Wounded Healer. You can go on the internet, you can read a lot about it. Karen is a symbol in our awareness that helps us interact and consciously work with the relationship between the physical world or our emotional world and our unconscious, right? The parts of us that have been conditioned when we are growing up. Okay, so as we're growing up in our lives, we have an environment that we are very receptive to, and we get deeply conditioned by that. And then when we get to the age of 28 to 38, we begin to awaken to where those emotions sit with us, and we start working on that essentially. And in all of our astrology charts, there's this symbol. That's what the Chiron symbol looks like. And if you notice over here, Chiron is half man, half horse. And it's a beautiful way to understand that there is a message between the higher realms of our ascension that we choose to understand consciousness, right? To ascension. And then our more primal nature, which is our body. If you think about the limbic system, if you think about the reptilian part of our brain, right? These are more of our primal ways of relating. And so there is a synthesis between how we can take conscious awareness and the way that the nervous system has been conditioned in the environment. So somebody that has been exposed to trauma where they are consistently or perpetually told that they're negative, their nervous system is going to be conditioned in a way to respond in life like this, right? So Chiron is this asteroid. And if you notice over here, I just want to put this in terms of illustration, Uranus is the unconscious and Saturn in the astrology is the emotional body. So our emotions, our feelings, and Chiron's orbit in the actual solar system itself moves between Saturn and Uranus. So he's seen as the bridge walker, right? He takes information from our unconscious and he brings it to the conscious and the other way around. And it's very significant in terms of understanding these things because when you are doing work that you're doing or any form of trauma work, there is always a bridge that needs to be taken between the experience and the event and how our body is influenced or shaped according to that, right? And so in the world, in the mythological world, which I like to play in and to work with archetypes and to be able to access and communicate to the psyche in the way that it does, we need to invoke Chiron's message. So what is Chiron's message? Chiron's message for all of us within ourselves is that we cannot go out into the world and expect the world to see us if we don't see ourselves first. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is that Chiron shows us where we hold an innate rejection within ourselves. Okay, when he was born, his mother immediately rejected him. So Chiron shows us here that there is an innate rejection within our way of understanding things. And the reason why this was important for me, at least, to discover was why I asked the question, why do we as human beings need to suffer? Right? Why does transformation need to be about suffering? And this is the answer to it in my case, was that we come to this incarnation with the desire to remember. So you took it in a different way and you shared healing is about returning to the source, returning to God, right? So in essence, universally speaking, the energy is about being tethered back to something, universally holistic healing, right? So Chiron represents this. And so Chiron came into our consciousness in 1977. And from that point onwards, Chiron has played as a messenger for humanity to be able to see that if we're going to move through this phase in our lives, we need to invoke its message. So there's more to say on that. And I'm sure we can do that throughout this conversation.
No, absolutely. Thank you for that. That is a beautiful explanation of Chiron and near and dear to my heart. When we come back here from a break, there's something that you touched on that I don't know that I've ever shared, but has to do with what happened to me with my mother days after birth. And so when we come back in a few minutes, I'd like to run that past you, see what you have to say, And let's see how that might have tied into early nervous system issues from my time of birth. So
absolutely. Love it.
All right. So thank you, Simon. And we'll be back here in just a few moments. All right. So medical astrology, fact or fiction. And I think the world-renowned expert on evolutionary astrology, Simon Vorster, has already answered that question for us. I know he has for me. So, you know, Simon, I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you in our last year of working one-on-one together. I'm in your Metamorphosis 2021 program this last year, which has been completely transformative. But did I ever share with you that right after I was born, my mother hemorrhaged? And so she had to return. She was rehospitalized for like a week. I mean, this is in the 60s where, you know, we kept everybody in the hospital for, you know, a month if they could. So for the first week, I'm my father's firstborn. So I was at home with my dad, a brand new dad. And here he is with this brand new little newborn and like no support. And my mom was literally not in my life for like the first week. And I know that my dad and I have a very, very deep connection over it, but I've always wondered, you know, I've always noticed there's been always something off with my relationship with my mom. It's always been a challenge for many karmic reasons and things like that as well. But does this resonate with you? I mean, from the EA perspective or the Chiron's perspective, would you, you have my permission, please share.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what you're describing over here would be a perfect Chiron message. And in the sense that I think when we understand Chiron, Saturn, and Uranus, so that would be astrological speak. So if we think of it more in terms of psychological conversation, we're thinking about our emotional development. Mm-hmm. So that would be the tie with Saturn, our emotional sense of self. And then we have Chiron, which is how that translates into the body is every single one of us at some point in time has had a peak emotional experience where something is so upsetting to us in some way that our nervous system becomes out of whack, right? We become dysregulated.
Yes.
So think of Chiron as the best way that I like to describe Chiron is you cut yourself, right? Let's say you cut yourself or you injure yourself in some way. And for the next like 3 to 4 days, that place wherever you hurt yourself is really tender. Mm-hmm. And your emotional relationship to that space is one where if somebody comes closer to it, you kind of ward them off. You're like, hey, no, that's going to hurt, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what Chiron actually is. It tells us where we have this wound in ourselves that we can't actually translate to anybody. That's one of the most difficult things about Chiron is we can't actually say, hey, this is what it feels like. And so we individually carry with us this deep pain. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to carry. And also to translate. And then what happens is the part of us that is traumatized by it, or in a better way to describe it is that we can't process what it is that's hurtful. So what we tend to have is experiences of high peak emotional dysregulation experiences or moments. And we feel guilty for it. We lose relationships over it because, you know, we try to fix something in ourselves. We think of ourselves as being broken in this area. And in some cases, it is a little bit fractured wherever mm-hmm. that placement is, right? So the Uranian component to this 3-segment, which is Saturn, Uranus, and Chiron, is that the Uranian component is where we feel disconnected from life. Mm-hmm. And Chiron comes in and it points to how we can merge these two states together. And I'll just want to share something deeply inspirational is that one of the beautiful things about consciously working with Chiron is when you understand the language that is put in the astrological community, or you go and read online, which is as a wounded healer, Chiron sacrifices his life to Prometheus mm-hmm. for a reason, right? And when he sacrifices his life, Prometheus and the gods put him in the cosmos, right? So when Chiron dies, he was essentially immortal. When he dies, he gets put into the cosmos, right? Into the stars. What that translates to in our human experience is that when we show up in a way that we sacrifice our own self for another person's life, whether it be something along the lines of just a sacrifice or an actual sacrifice, we are innately always put into their cosmology, into their worldview. We they put us into, they imprint us into their cosmology as a hero, and we become a legacy. And so Chiron actually opens us up to what it's like to truly become immortal, because we transcend time by staying within the collective psyche or the psyche of that person forever. And that's why you can see things like Albert Einstein as an example, as a collective thing, many Carl Jung, many other people who have really had deep impact on us, they would have Chironic stories. And if you go and research them well, you will find that it's always born out of some form of wound, right? In some way. So coming back to what you're talking about here in terms of your experience, what's really powerful about that is that immediately the contact between you and your mother was not available. So that immediate sense of the baby saying, this is the womb of safety, it didn't come from mom, it came from dad. And so that's why you have that bond, right? Your nervous system became intertwined with that. And so in a sense, even in your own self, when you do real Chironic work, you will start to notice when your nervous system feels like it struggles to connect to the feminine. It struggles to connect to what is it like to really nurture me. Right. So if you think about burnout and you think about exhaustion, what does the mother do? The mother says, come home, have good sleep, eat nourishing food, and then you can go out and work again, right? Whereas the dad, the masculine, goes out to the work, and let's say something bad happens in the environment, he's like, just suck it up. Right. The masculine is very much like disconnected from the feelings in that sense, right? So we've been living in a society that's very much about suck it up. So that's also a deeply contributing factor to the parts of us where we have this burnout and emotional distress, is because we don't know how to nurture our feelings and emotions. We don't know how to nurture our traumas.
Right.
We don't know how to go back to those points and sit with it and say, yeah, that was really difficult.
Yeah.
To feel that that disconnect took place between that time. It must have been really scary for her to feel that. It must have been really confusing for dad to not have the primal instincts to go, how do I nurture a newborn, considering that that's not what's natural for me?
Right.
Makes sense. And that's where you see this beautiful kind of wisdom come up with Chiron. It teaches us something over there. It illuminates something in our journey. And I'll end off in here, where you can start to see how it compounds into the way that we relate in the world, right? Because that original core becomes the framework for how we actually like lead out into the world as well. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. And to tie into what I do in my practice, so from the energy psychology and from the energy healer perspective, there is a subtle body called the superphysical. We have this superphysical layer, the aura. It's the first layer of aura closest to the body. And it's our last line of defense for negative thoughts, emotions, electromagnetic frequencies, you name it. We're not born with a superphysical aura. It is developed from our mother. So this is a part of the reason, one of the reasons it's so important that a newborn be placed right on the mom, breastfeeding and all of those things that we like to do. But we build our superphysical aura from our parents and from our mom. So it's really fascinating what you're talking about, because this, I know for me, really caused a problem when I had my burnout and my near suicide. Okay. My big thing at 44. And then later when I was into gemstone and diamond therapy, that's where I got to the level of healing where I learned, number one, I started developing the ability of second sight to be able to see that my super physical aura was almost non-existent and had holes in it. And I had to have a massive amount of super physical aura repair work. I do that a lot with my clients. I can't even tell you every single client I've ever, I can tell you 100% of my clientele has had to have super physical aura repair. And that's part of the thing. But you mentioned original womb, because I talk about this a lot in my book about what took place. There's a story about a day that I was doing my chores. I was about 9 years old doing my chores. I was actually dusting the mantle. It's the chapter in my book called Dusting the Mantle. And my mom, completely emotionally dysregulated from being upset with my two older half sisters, storms in the room, screams my name. I jump at attention and she's doing this death ray thing. I'm telling you, I will never tolerate from you, you know, Jennifer J. I got the whole full name thing. Jennifer J., I will never tolerate from you what I've tolerated from your sisters. I had no idea what she was talking about, completely off guard. But what I did know is I felt the life suck out of me like a vacuum. Now, decades later into energy healing. And through my near-death experience, when I was taken out of the body, I was shown my original wound. That was the original wound to my heart. And I literally, at the point of near death at 44, I had energetically an entire hole burned all the way through. And it was incompatible with life. So luckily, my spiritual guides on the inner team, there are healing temples on the inner planes. I'd heard about them, never experienced them until I went there myself. And they repaired it enough until I could come back down and get my life changes and get to the healing I need. And it wasn't until I got to gemstone and diamond therapy where I got the actual tools and techniques, skills and abilities to be able to actually heal that original wound, because it was everything went into the wound. Anything that took place at work, any accusation, any negative thought, word, or deed was coming into this wound and literally burned a hole all the way through me. So I so relate to what you're talking about. Depletion or injury, illness of the superphysical aura has to be repaired. And chakra repair, subtle body repair. My heart chakra almost didn't even exist, because a part of what you're talking about is when you continue to go on and these wounds just get pounded and pounded and pounded, my chakra systems were completely flat. And when you have a flat chakra system, it is almost impossible to move forward in life. No matter how badly you want to, no matter how driven you are, you can hardly move forward in life if you don't have a healed and repaired energetic anatomy. This is biofield, okay? Quantum biology is what we're talking about here. And once I got those repaired and upgraded, drastic changes started in my life. And I'm so grateful to Chiron for the healer to kind of help come into the consciousness to raise awareness about this. I would never have even known this existed, much less I would never have known that I had energetic causes, energetic injuries from the emotional causes, like what you're talking about, damage to the psyche, that literally nearly took my life. It was incompatible with life. My pupils were two different sizes. I was on the edge of a neurological event. And that's how serious this can go, which is why I've dedicated my practice to cracking the code of burnout and exhaustion. So here we are, Chiron, the wounded healer. Thank you. All right. So we're going to come back, and I would like for you, because you have done so much for me in your Metamorphosis 2021 program. When we come back from break, would you please talk about how, take this a step further, and talk about some of the things that you provide, how you help people, and your perspective on how EA or evolutionary astrology can help people make their life better. Does that sound good?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Love it.
All right, folks, we're on with Simon Vorster, Raising Vibrations, with us from Sweden, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. All right, so medical astrology, well, we've now decided it's fact. And we've got Simon Vorster here, world-renowned evolutionary astrologer all the way from Sweden. Thank you, Simon. And, you know, we were talking at the end of the last segment about my experience with my mother and sure. At the time of birth and the original wound. Would you talk a little bit more about that? Because being in your Metamorphosis 2021 program has really, truly helped transform my life and helped me take my own health and healing to the next level and make my life a lot easier. Would you talk a little bit about how your perspective on how Chiron has tied into my natal chart and how this all played out in my life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the best, the way that I want to go about doing this is I want to show us how we connect with the archetypal work of Chiron, so that when we have that baseline understanding of it and we look at your actual Chiron itself, we can really see what it represents and how it showed up in your life. So that's the kind of plan that I've got us for us over here. So the first thing that I want to start off with for us, and I'm just going to get access to it now. It's going to share the screen for us at the moment. So what you're looking at on the screen at the moment, you talked earlier about this in the conversation where you were referencing the subtle bodies.
Yes.
And how these energetic forms will come into play. And so this imagery here of spirit, soul, and body, it's actually a pretty ancient way of understanding and translating the relationship between the physical self, the emotional world, and the spirit world or the psychic world, right? And so if we want to understand our lives at a deeper level, when we have our physical form, it is a container for what we feel, right? So earth in itself is predominantly water with land, earth, right, on it. So we can very much see that our bodies are filled with water in terms of our cellular structure. And so we also have this physical body itself. So there's this beautiful interchange between this emotional reality that we have and the physical world, and how that emotional world is actually a translator to the psyche, to the soul. So when we have anxiety or fears or phobias or any forms of these things, what is actually really being spoken to in terms of this type of world is that the psyche has an imprint, has a memory, right? And this memory translates itself into the physical world as an energetic or a nervous system response. And it's very important to understand that, because it gives you space to begin opening up to stopping judging yourself, or, oh, there must be something wrong with me, I have to fix myself, because that's a very masculine kind of way of unacknowledging what's really existing at a deeper space. And so Chiron comes into our world and he gives us the message of, in order for us to heal and in order for us to make sense of the world, we need to be able to go into these deeper emotional spaces within us and actually allow it to be reconnected. So we lose connection to this because the world doesn't reinforce to us that our emotional world is real. We put it aside, right? It's nonsensical. It's not real. Your feelings don't matter, etc. And so that gets disconnected. And it's actually over here in the causal body or the higher self or the soul and our physical body. So if you see here this connection, that's what we're actually talking about here in terms of this diagram. We're talking about how this interchange works between these higher or these deeper states of reality, which can be perceived as the Buddhic state, the Atma state. I mean, all of these words are fairly kind of foreign to many, but just to give like a diagram, this is what we're talking about here. We're talking about this connection between these deeper states and our physical world. And most people, 70% of us live here. And when we try to heal ourselves, we use technology and understanding to heal this space. But right. What we're doing is saying, no. The body is showing us a symptom, and that symptom lies in a deeper part of us that might take some time to unlock or time to work through, but that's where the real healing takes place. And when we begin to translate the symptoms in our body that is occurring in our emotional world, well, then you're already into some powerful, powerful stuff.
You're exactly right. And as a practitioner, we actually work with the subtle body. So those of us who have this level of ability of second sight, I can actually see in the physical body, almost like a CAT scan, like third dimension. Yeah. So the subtle bodies are actually I love your diagram, but they're actually inside us physically. And then the aura, the subtle bodies project as the layers of the aura, like a hologram, a 3D hologram.
Right on.
So in my work, that's where I actually am able to work with gem and diamond therapy to go in there and actually do repairs, true repairs, or remove nonsense that might have gotten put in there by who knows what or what have you. And again, like actual corrections and healing. So I'm so grateful that you kind of went into that.
Okay. So I want to share this screen over here with everybody, because now we're going to take that very kind of masculine diagram of circles and put it into something a little bit more feminine in its nature, and see that our emotional world is representative of the rings, okay, that we see here. And then we are at the core. And so Rumi, I mean, when this sort of comment, this quote, this knowledge anchors into you, when you really feel what it is that it's really trying to say here, it's so incredibly powerful, because it moves you in such a profound way. And he talks about this and he says, everything you see has its roots in the unseen world. And this is what he's referring to. He's referring to that the root of your exhaustion, your root of your suffering, the root of your, the ailments that you carry is not out there in the physical. So stop looking there, right? The inner work is where it actually exists. And so that's why EA and human design provide our tools that allows us to go straight to the core.
Right.
Oh, okay. I see that moon square Pluto over there. There's something, some tension there in your life regarding your relationship to your mother in some way. And then all of a sudden the emotions flow out, but you've never been able to feel safe enough to talk about them. Well, that's because at the core of who you are, you're inherently vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So these are the layers that we're referring to here. And we have these, they ripple with us, they feel it. And the more work you do in this area, the more you open up to these deeper states. And that's when you really start to access honest and authentic empathy, as opposed to displaced empathy, which is what a lot of us run around with at the womb, is where we place our empathy outside of ourselves. And as opposed to actually being able to understand our empathy in a way in which we've experienced it, right? So when you've worked on your own trauma, when you've worked on your own displaced emotions or dysregulation, it changes. So I wanted to also bring across a few more slides here that I think are important to put across. And I want to reshare again here. I was not sure. So these are kind of words that we can, this is how I do the work. This is what it's rooted in. So firstly, I go through me and I'm like, okay, well, what's in the unseen world? When somebody comes to me and they're talking about things like in your case, right? I see that symbol in your chart and I'm like, okay, well, what's in the unseen? So you give me that feedback of, okay, well, when this event happened, this is how this showed up, et cetera. So that's the first place. And so, you know, when we begin to, you'll hear me use this word because I'm a massive Jung fan. Yep. When we become aware of our personal journey and this emotional world, we start to see that actually the soul has a life of its own and it is manifesting this life. So it's incarnating you into this world to experience this consciousness, right? So how do we get access to that? So we use things like this. Again, this is part of a presentation work where, and Rumi at the time was deeply influential for me. And he goes, it's your road and yours alone. That means that while it's easy for us to recognize these things, we also, part of our healing journey is recognizing that nobody's coming to save us.
Right.
It's a really, really difficult thing to digest. Because when we start to do that, when we start to own our own material, oh, that is the most empowering space ever, because now you're truly becoming an adult, right? Others may walk it with you. This is the type of work that we would do, right? We walk along the road and we're saying, hey, there's that hole there. This is how I would encourage you to navigate it, but how you go over that hole, that's up to you, right? Because it becomes authentic. Others may walk with you, but no one can walk it for you. It's kind of the individuation process, right? And the moment you accept what troubles you've been given, the door will open. So these two deeply, deeply understanding things that we can be so overwhelmed by the fact that, you know, why did mom, for instance, well, why did mom have to have that? And then we left with my dad. Like, that's the question I would ask. Like, what is it so important? Why is the relationship to the father figure so important and the mother figure not? What is that? Why is the soul incarnating that experience? Right. And then we can start actually accessing these deeper emotional states. I just wanted to bring two things over here that I think is really, really influential as well. It's a little bit taking us a little bit back and seeing into the collective. I want to bring these things in here because Chiron shows us, in terms of its message, is how do we heal the heart? Mm-hmm. You talk about your heart, right? You talk about your heart chakra. And these images are so powerful because they are, in a sense, a legacy in our collective. We all remember World War II, right? We all remember the Berlin Wall. We all remember separation and division. And this is cut straight into the heart of us. And this is what Chiron has come to show us, is that when we're divided in ourselves, we don't get to truly access our humanity. Right? We live in a world right now that is very polarized. And what we can't see is the outside. We can't see our humanity because we're so consumed by our own trauma. Right? So that's what this is about, right? So this imagery here speaks to, you know, when Chiron is incarnated and how these walls would divide people. And yet this is who we inherently are. We are not divided. We are actually in this sense. And so that's where that work comes in. And I want to kind of just bring it into this over here for you. And one more slide, and then we'll look at your actual chart itself. So the work that involves in doing this heart stuff looks like this. So here's another diagram of that three-tiered space. This is where all of our anxiety sits. This is where all of the unconscious material sits in this bottom of the iceberg. It's all frozen. And what Chiron does is it brings it to the surface. And then we can actually integrate and process it here on the conscious self. And it's about taking the unseen world and merging it into the conscious world. And it initially looks like this, right? When we do our Chiron work, when we do internal transformational healing work, that will look like on the surface as burnout or exhaustion, because the nervous system is so dysregulated because it's been on like going, as opposed to sitting with your grief, as opposed to sitting with your pain, as opposed to connecting with that feminine archetype. So here, this is the imagery of this path that we have. And when we choose to separate and explore our own individual story, right, we learn to offshoot from the collective narrative, the collective imprinting, our parent conditioning, right? This is who we are, as opposed to what we actually are. So my work involves the individuation process. You're separating yourself from the collective stream and seeing yourself as an offshoot. We all are offshoots. We're born into this world that we share, but each of us has this individual path. And the way that we need to do that is we need to first see it, what has actually been frozen off, right? So if we go here in terms of the slide, this is an imagery of where that stuff sits, right? When we access our true emotional work, what is frozen in us, right?
Right.
What has been discarded, what has been separated. And so the quotes that inspires me with Chiron is that, you know, if you're going to go into the world and you have not dealt with your inner demons, you will never be able to be at peace with the outside world. You'll never be able to be peace with your own inner space. And so this is another translation of what it is, where our nervous system holds that guilt, where that nervous system holds that unprocessed or displaced anger, right?
Right.
And this is kind of that moment that you were talking about with mom came down and she was like, like in your face like that. That's the part of your nervous system that said, I'm checking out you. This is not safe.
Yes.
Right. So part of the work is to recognize that, hey, in order to heal, in order to come back to this beautiful imagery of this tree that is organically intertwined again, this is how I see the nervous system when it's healthy. It's branching out. It's open. It's social. It's trusting. It's safe. But it is also anchored into a state of oneness, right? And it's into a state of being able to say, here's where I am. But if our nervous system is in fight or flight, or if it's stuck in, you know, if you learn about polyvagal theory, et cetera, we're going to be wavering around. You're going to be triggered left, right, and center. Whereas this tree does not give me the impression of being triggered. This tree gives me the impression of being deeply anchored in and can branch out, right? It can explore, it can go out, right? So this is ultimately the healing journey, is to get to this imagery over here of this rock solid tree. And so finally, we'll share this over here. So I just want to share the story of Chiron in the first house, right? When you talk about being instantly separated from the parent and not having access to it, there's that signature. Mm-hmm. The archetype of Aries in astrology is seen as something that happens in the moment, something that is, we don't get to think. So if you think about Aries, you think about a firefighter, you think about a paramedic that's arriving in a car accident right in the moment. And he doesn't have a time to think like, okay, what to do. He's like, this is how we deal with this stuff. And he's in the moment. So for you with that Chiron, as soon as you were born, Chiron reflects that instant separation. Nobody got to choose. Mom didn't get to say, can I just have some paperwork to check if this is cool? Or can I have a decision? Give me some time to think about it. It all just happened.
Right.
And so in a sense, everybody's dealing with that wound. Dad's dealing with the wound. Jennifer's dealing with the wound. Jennifer's mom's dealing with the wound, right? And so just in terms of the whole symmetry of your whole entire life, everybody felt a loss of agency.
Right.
That's what Aries also is about, right? That agency. Can I take a stand? And so I think about your Chiron healing in your life as a point to, you'll give people space to be who they are. But when it comes to you, have you done that for yourself? You give yourself space to say, hey, this is me. This is who I am, right? So when you came into contact with your burnouts, the question was I thinking about myself? Was I thinking about my choices? Was I doing everything for everybody until my nervous system collapsed and said, you know what? You really need to start thinking about what decisions integrate you.
You're exactly right, because I had been, you know, two and a half, I was an ER nurse, cardiovascular, critical care, cardiovascular, heart nurse, right?
Yeah.
And then 20 plus years of corporate sales meeting, unrealistic expectations. Everything was all about everybody else, bringing in nascent technology into the hospital laboratories to drastically improve patient care and get them all the way into standards of care. And I was knocking myself out to save every patient in the world, right? And everybody else, I was giving everything I had to take care of everyone else first until I couldn't do that anymore. Yes. It literally nearly cost me. I was within moments of, like I said, my pupils were two different sizes. And I mean, I was literally on the verge of a neurological event that could have had a very disastrous outcome. And I was also actively suicidal. So this helps me understand the underlying psyche and underlying subtle body damage that took me to that point.
Yes.
And then what had to be healed over the last few years to now becoming a holistic health practitioner and helping others who have been in a similar situation.
So now you have the wounded healer, right?
Yeah.
You see it? And the Chiron right on the ascendant, for those of you that are astrology understanding, Chiron on the ascendant, right at the beginning there, you see Jennifer as a healer. It's like you wear it, right? Right there on that front. So it is a poetic expression of your journey in a beautiful way. So,
well, and it's very validating that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, right? And although there have been a lot of people who have not felt comfortable with what I'm doing, or, you know, relationships have ended or changed. But I know that this, like you said, Rumi said it, it's my path and I have to walk it. And I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be in private practice, helping others recover and heal from burnout and become the prosperous executives of their own life. So
beautiful.
So fantastic work. You know, in the last few minutes that we have here, I'd really like for people to get to know, do you feel comfortable? Could you live stream your website and kind of walk the folks through? Because you do amazing work in your metamorphosis program and your astrology school. So I know that anybody who is mildly interested in this, I would say, take a look at Simon's work and see if this resonates with you, because he's got a lot of really good stuff that might really help you make your life easier.
Sure, absolutely. So you can find us at www.raising, and then there's a hyphen between the raising and the vibrations.com. So that's where you'll find our main site. That's where we exist on the interweb. And we have three ways that we work with people. First one is work with us. And so we are in a position where we can offer some guidance, some support, and we also have a program that is the Metamorphosis program. So if that's something that you think you could benefit from working with us, then what you would do is you would just click on this working with us over here, and you'll get an option to book a 15-minute discovery call with us. You'll talk to either myself or Jen, and we'll get to know a little bit about your needs and how we can support you, if we can support you. And if you're, you know, somebody that is able to take on the deep metamorphosis work that it is, so you can do that. And that's how you can connect with us. That's how we work with people. Otherwise, there's this awesome little thing that is, in my opinion, deeply revolutionary, because nobody else has it on the internet.
And I agree. It is.
is Learn Your Chart. Yes. And what Learn Your Chart is, it's this beautiful display of your astrology chart. And what I've done is I've recorded all of the possible astrological descriptions that can exist in terms of planets in their signs, et cetera, for somebody that is deeply a beginner. And so what you do is you get this beautifully presented chart, and then you click on the planets. And when you click on it, it gives you an 8-minute audio of that planet that I've recorded, giving you understanding of how that works. And it's done in very kind of practical ways, so that you can have this entire talking astrology chart. And it's available to you all the time, because of course it's pre-recorded in that way. And it's your chart, right? So that's Learn Your Charts. And I also have an astrology school. I teach astrology currently at the moment. I have an ongoing kind of tutoring space where there's the astrology school. So there's a whole entire curriculum. It's all online. So loads and loads of material on our site that you can browse. And if you want to work with us right in the beginning, just click on the work with us.
Absolutely.
So that's us.
Fantastic. I'm so excited. And any folks, really, I use medical astrology in my practice. And I think any of this information is so empowering to help us heal and move forward and move from burning out to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. So thank you, Simon. It's been an absolute honor and a privilege and a delight having you on the show today. And I want you to come back. So thank you so much, folks. Visit raising-vibrations.com. Check it out. See if it's a fit for you and see if this is a resource that can support you in your own healing journey. So see you next week, everyone. Bye for now and burn bright, my friends. Thanks for listening to Burn Bright Today with me, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, so you can burn brighter tomorrow. Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do, but a holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch me next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about me and to schedule a quantum healing session, visit burnbrighttoday.com. See you next time.